seated. Thank you. Hallelujah. Good morning, church. Emmanuel. Viewers all over the world, I say good morning to you. Morning to your life, to your business, your careers, your family. Good morning. Hallelujah. Yes. I don't know. I'm only hearing noise everywhere. I'm in the church. I never travel for some time now. You see me all the time. Yes. Yeah. Okay, I want to do my own because I'm seeing you for the first time. Yeah. I know. When you are doing, I never talk. I want to do my own now because I'm seeing you. I want to my viewer over there. Thank you. You know, well, indeed, for some time now, I've not been coming to the altar here. But I'm a baby now here. I need to learn how to be here. And everything big, start little. We will not be able to spend so much hour here. Okay. Hallelujah. The Lord asked me to come to your midst. And also to share with you some of the challenges, the present challenges that's everywhere. It's everywhere. Where can we go from these challenges? I can hear you. It's epidemic. I don't know where you can go from this challenge. Even if you go under the underground, the challenge is there. If you decided to go inside the sea, you'll find challenges there. Air, oh my God, you see clouds cover you. Everywhere is challenges. You choose to go inside the bush, you see challenges there. So it's I want to say it is the season of challenges, and how this challenge relates to our Christian life. Your challenge could be this, could be that, you know the kind of challenge you have. There is no one without challenges. Yes, I mean there is no one without limitation. Okay? So everyone, it is impossible to live without challenges. Tell your neighbor. I can hear you. It is impossible to live without challenges. Where can you go from this? So how does this, your challenge, relate to your Christian life? Does it mean you are not a Christian, or what does this mean? Having challenges, the type of challenges you have is not the type of challenge I have. The area you have challenges is not the area I have mine. Well, viewers, thank you for your time. When we talk of challenges, knowledge is not the key, obedience is. when we talk of what? Knowledge is not the key, because you apply knowledge, that cannot work. Knowledge is not the key, but obedience is. It's knowledge we apply today. Challenge determine where you are spiritually. Viva, are you there? Yes. Listen to me. Challenge determine where you are spiritually. This is why knowledge is not the key. Obedience is. What do I mean? Challenge reveal your true condition, the true condition, your position in your heart. Challenge reveal the true condition of man's heart. When you see someone who is very quiet, gentle, this reminds me one of my evangelists, when he first came to us, to join us, people say, this man is very quiet. Indeed, very quiet smile. People say, oh, this is nice. Everybody want to rally around him. Everybody call him Messiah, whatever. I say, wow. No, it's too early. Let's post challenges and see whether he will remain the same. They say, how do we go about it? Okay. Go and accuse him wrongly. Just any accusation. Come on. You stole my money. You mean I stole your money? What are you saying? I say you stole my money. I saw you. I'm going to report you to man of God. Two of them rushed to my office, and I know what they are talking about because we started it. I said, okay, let you people to come. The gentleman was just coming. Immediately the face changed. A gentleman that says it's too gentle, very nice, changed, becoming wise, and said to me, I swear in the name of Jesus. I said, no, don't swear in my office. Don't use the name of Jesus to swear. But they say you are very quiet, you are very nice. No, I'm nice, but I can't just allow somebody to lie against me. This is stupid, this is idiot. You lady, you are an idiot. I said, can you see someone you say is very quiet and gentle? I said to them, I said, look, there's nothing like you stole money. Everyone say you are very quiet and gentle and you are the Messiah. And I said to them that you post challenges against to you and see whether you remain the Messiah. Can you see now that you are not gentle, you are pretending? Challenging determine where you are spiritually. Reveal the position, the true condition of man's heart.
Yes.
Let me just take you to the verse there in the Bible. I'm here today to say hello to you. Thank you for listening to me. So let me take you to the book of Hebrew. The book of Hebrew. Hebrew 5. I will take my reading from verse 1 and later we can go to the proof text. Every high priest is selected from among the people and is appointed to represent the people in matters related to God, to offer gifts and sacrifice for sin. He is able to deal gently with those who are ignorant and are going astray, since himself is subject to weakness. This is why he has to offer sacrifice for his own sin, as well as for the sin of the people. Let me take you to the verse 7 and 8. During the day of Jesus' life on earth, he offered up prayers and petition with fervent cries and tears to the one who could save him from death. The one who could save him from the death with crying and what? Tears. He was heard. Jesus was heard. How? Why? Because of his reverent submission. Verse 8. Son, though he was learning obedience from what he suffered from. Son, that is, Jesus was a son of God. Take note, a son of God. Not, it's not two, just one. Jesus was a son of God. Though Jesus was a son of God, he learned obedience by the thing he suffered. He learned obedience by the things he suffered. He went through agony, anguish, physical pain. The Bible says in that verse 8, reverent submission, that is, he submitted to the revealing word of God. Jesus submitted to the revealing word. I can hear you. This means spiritual growth is a function of obedience. This means spiritual growth is a function of obedience to the will of God. And this will take us to the title, Knowledge is not the key, obedience is. Knowledge is not the key, obedience is. In 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 1, Jesus suffered for us in the flesh. He suffers for us in the flesh. If Jesus suffered for us in the flesh, we should arm ourselves with the same manner, the same attitude, the same mind. The Bible says, for he who has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin. He who has suffered from the flesh has ceased from what? From sin. That is, stopped sinning. Jesus learned obedience by the thing he suffered. We learn obedience by the difficulties, challenges we face today. Tell your neighbor, learn obedience by the difficulty you face today. I can hear you. What are the difficulties you are facing? Those challenges. Our situation as a test to mature us. Tell your neighbor, my situation attests to mature me. I can hear you. Again, my challenges attest to mature me. I can hear you. What is your challenges? What is your situation? That is a question you need to ask yourself. What is your challenge? What is your situation as a Christian? They are to mature you. They are tests to mature you. Amen. Whatever situation you are facing, don't allow them to control you. When your situation controls you, you will lose all sense of reasoning. All sense of reasoning. This is what has happened today. Everyone that is better than you, they are criminals. They are corrupt people. They are thieves. When you don't have vehicle and you are going on the way, you see a Porsche car. Ah, they are criminal. They are the one carry our money. That, because we have lost sense of what? Reasoning. Because of situation poverty, when the poverty come and you allow the poverty to control you, hardship to control you, those who are better than you, blessing. Those who are better than you in terms of money, in terms of wealth, they are your enemy. When you allow your depression to control you, those who are happy, they are your enemy. When you allow your sickness to control you, those who are not sick, they are your enemy. When they laugh, you feel irritated. And when you are not sick and you are healthy, if you allow that to control you, to your good health to control you as well, those who are sick, you think as a result of their sin come sickness. You believe everyone that are sick, as a result of their sin, they sick. The Timothy 3 verse 7, which says, we are always learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. We are always learning and never able to come to the knowledge of what? Knowledge of truth. You see today, sin easily hides. Where there is no heat of trial and temptation, where there is no heat of challenges, sin easily hides. Just as impurity hides, until it goes into the process. Impurity hides in gold until it goes into process. You know, gold, if gold must be gold, it must go through a So that impurity on that gold must be clean, must be removed before it becomes gold. So in the same way, sin is lay sin, iniquity is lay highs. Where there is no heat of challenges, trial, temptation, trouble. In time of monument and prosperity and success, you see the evil one rejoicing and rejoicing, but when the heat of trial and temptation come, suddenly they surface their evil action. Surface. No matter how much you master the scripture, the Bible, which many of us are using today as a cover-up, we hide under knowledge of the Bible to deceive the world. You hide under the knowledge to deceive the world that you are a this, you are a Christian, you are a bishop, you are a prophet, you are archbishop, whatever name you call yourself. We are hiding under the knowledge of the Bible. And knowledge is not the key, obedience is. No matter how much you master the scripture, without true obedience to what you read, you still wear spiritual dampers. You still wear what? I can't hear you. You know what a baby be wearing? You still wear spiritual dampers. I take it again. No matter how much you master the scripture, without true obedience to what you read, you still wear spiritual dampers. Like I said, I just come in here to say hello to you. Well, finally, we come to learn, we continue to learn, and we come to church from far and wide to hear this message of God, and many of us live with Emmanuel TV. We live with what? Yes, that is, as I'm talking now, some of us, we own it in our bedroom. Our children, they own it, put it on all the time. We live with it. Emmanuel TV has become partner in your bedroom, in your city room. Yet, we never mature because of disobedience. Yet, we never mature because of disobedience. Knowledge is not the key, obedience is. Tell your neighbor, we continue learning, coming to church from far and wide, hear message of gospel, yet we never mature because of disobedience. Maturity is all about Christ. When you are not mature, you are ignorant. And ignorance is a sin. It's a sin. When you are not mature, you react intellectually to the things of God. You react by what you see, and you think it's godly way to do that. You react by what you hear. You say this to me? You mean my wife did this? You saw my wife there? Yes, I saw your wife there. And you will not know that he want to scatter your marriage. It's easy to destroy those who are not mature. If you are not mature, you are easy. You are just a fool to Satan. Anytime they see you happy, they will go into a corner and make a phone call to you that, this man is happy. Let him give him unhappiness. They will now give you a phone call. Hello? Yes. You see, I saw your wife. The place I saw your wife is very, very bad. I'm telling you. You know, it's bad though. Where? This place, that place, that place. Ah, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You drop the phone and say, I love this woman. I love her. I don't know why you should behave like this to me. You want to commit suicide. Fifty percent of suicide today, those who have committed suicide, 50% of them, they act ignorantly. What they hear, what they see, what their circumstances look like. So these are the weapons for immature Christians. At what you see, what you hear, your condition, maybe the doctor give you a report that this go and write your will. You say, no worry, I don't need to write my will, you just get home and commit suicide. I want to leave you here, like I have said, little, everything big start little. Take note of this word and take it. Work on it. Your challenge determine where you are spiritually. Your challenge could be sickness, could be poverty, could be hardship, could be insult, could be temptation, could be, just name, trial and temptation determine where we are spiritually. How you react when you are under pressure, how you react when you are under that challenge, you will see the way you react is how the real you reacts, is how the real you react. Say how I react under pressure. I mean under challenge, I mean under your problem. I don't know the condition you are, how you react, maybe hardship or sickness or debt or hardship. How you react is how the real you reacts. And the real you is the one serving God, not you, your real one, the real you. I take it back again. You are here today because you have transport to come to the church, or you are able to fuel your car. Assume you have no money to fuel your car. You will likely send your children to the church and sit at home. because you don't want to be shamed by people around you. And you have forgotten that the same God that gave you the vehicle, that gave you the car, you were nobody before. And the Lord now gave you the vehicle, and you are now using the same vehicle against him. Assume you have money to transport here, or you have no money to fare your car, you will likely not come to the service today. Okay, when we start, you have been watching people when they were dancing. You, by looking at the way people dance, you know who is this man, whether he's coming to share, to give testimony, or he's coming with trouble. You see some dance, they'll do like this. Where some dance would say, hallelujah, hallelujah. You know that Satan has hit him. Do you know now, if you receive a phone call as we are talking now, something you have been expecting, long time, money you have been expecting, a huge money, you have waited and waited and waited. You just receive a phone call. Hello? Hello? Hey, I'm so. I just cashed the money now. Cash, and I'm bringing it to your house. Eh? Eh? Say it again. You mean what? You cash money and you are bringing it to my house. You don't look around. Where is Usher? Usher, come. Where is the restroom here?
Over there, sir.
Where?
The other side.
Other side. He's not going to restroom, oh. He want to make that phone call proper, to hear proper inside it. He will now dial the number. Hello? Yeah, I can hear you now. He heard inside the church, but he want to hear clearly. Hello, I can hear you now. You say what? Well, I have cashed the money. I'm very close to your house. Ha. TB Joshua prayer has answered then. I don't need to wait. And I've not prayed today. Before you know it, he will just, even the Bible, he will forget the Bible at the table here. Because a lot of Bible we keep collected every Sunday. Today now, a lot of Bible, but we never see £1 or $1 on the table. The usher, the sanitation, they keep packing the Bible. A lot of Bible, every Sunday at least you will find almost 100 Bible. But we have not found $1 or 1 naira on the table. They will never forget that one. Trial and temptation determine where you are spiritually. How you react under pressure, how you react under your situation, is how the real you reacts. Tell your neighbor how you react under pressure. I mean, under your challenges, is how the real you reacts. You see, many of us, we are sitting down and saying we love Jesus. If there are so much very nice appointment for you, so nice appointment, you can get whatever you need, you will not come here today. So, and Jesus is not one of those things, it's the only thing. Are you with me? I say every one of us, we are sitting down today, I say we love Jesus so much. If we have so much, so nice appointment for today, and you need to go somewhere, which you know something will come out of it, you will likely not come here today. Jesus is not one of those things, it's the only. So, rise up for prayer. I will offer prayer with you, and I will now leave the rest for my evangelist to continue with. I want to take you back because a lot you have lost time, lost hope, lost dream. I remember when I was very young, all my dream is what is coming to fulfillment. I can, when something happened to me, I will remember, I dream it. When I was in secondary school those days, those dreams I used to have, each come to pass one by one. And believe that if your dream has been coming to pass, you would not be where you are today. You are not created to be tail, but to be head. You have lost dream, a lot of dream. Are you with me? If you recall your dream in the past, 10 years, 20 years ago, you will remember that those dreams has not come to pass. Where you eat with king, queen, president of nation, and you find yourself in a palace, yet you have never been to palace till now. So right now, let us go to that which we have lost. Let us go to that which we have lost. Tell your neighbor. I can't hear you. I can't hear you. I can't hear you. Yes. Right now, begin to recollect, recover your lost dream. Prayer. Begin to recover your lost dream. Your lost dream, your lost dream. I command you right now to recover your lost dream. Your lost dream. You have once dreamed you are a king, but today you are on the streets. You once dreamed in the name of Jesus Christ. You won't dream seeing yourself a president of a nation, but today you are still on the street. You once dreamed, see yourself in the palace, controlling palace. But today, you know, opposite is what you are doing now. You once dreamed seeing yourself with crown and people will bow before you. Today, you are still on the street. I command you to recover your lost dream. In the name of Jesus, your lost dream, recover them in the name of Jesus. Those dreams are not just for fun. They are not nightmares. They are real. They are real. Are you listening to me? If those dreams are nightmares, I will not recollect mine. It comes one by one. Since I was born, the dream I had, all those things, I realized that it comes one after another. They are not nightmares. But to you see them as nightmares. Nowadays, when you now dream, see yourself eating with president of a nation, and the president of nature is giving you a check. A president of nature is giving you command, okay, I give you this, go and do this. You can consider it as a nightmare because you have been dreaming in the past. Nothing came to fulfillment. Your lost hope and your lost dream, in the name of Jesus, recover them. Recover them. Recover them. Your lost marriage, recover them. Recover them. Recover them. Open your lips and begin to recover them. This is anointing upon you to recover all your lost. All your lost. All your lost. All your loss.
Comme le maire commence à recouvrir tout ce que vous avez perdu, vous avez perdu votre mariage perdu, recouvrez-les dans le nom de Jésus-Christ, priez.
Jesus Christ, I release you from influence of ancestral circle. The same thing that happened to your brother is the same thing that is happened to you now. The same thing that happened to your sister is the same thing that happened to you. What is happening in the house is what is happening to you. I release you in the name of Jesus. Yes. What is happening in the house is what is happening to you. What is happening to your family is what is happening to you. This is ancestral circles. Ancestral circle. I release you from that influence. Be released in the name of Jesus. Be released in the name of Jesus. Open your lips and begin to release yourself.
Vous-même du cycle ancestral que vous trouvez dans votre vie. Ce qui vous arrive, c'est ce qui arrive à quelqu'un d'autre dans la maison, dans la famille. Libérez-vous de ce cycle ancestral dans le nom de Jésus-Christ.
Empieza a liberarse de este círculo generacional. Empieza a liberarse en el nombre poderoso de Jesucristo. comienza a liberarse en el nombre poderoso de Jesucristo. El profeta ha dicho, comienza a liberarse de todo círculo ancestral en su vida. Observe la pantalla, la acción y la reacción de las personas ante la oración.
Continuez de prier, téléspectateurs. L'homme de Dieu a dit de se libérer des cycles ancestraux. Vous devez réaliser que ce qui se passe dans votre vie aujourd'hui, c'est ce qui se passe dans la vie de votre soeur, de votre frère ou de vos parents. Libérez-vous de ce cycle ancestral dans le nom de Jésus-Christ. Priez.
Ancestral en su vida. Toque su pantalla.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Every area of your life seems not complete. Even your marriage, your business, your career seems not complete. With the name of Jesus, we can restore that which is required to complete your marriage. You're working with the Lord. There are some areas that are not complete. Open your lips now and begin to restore that which is required to complete your working with the Lord. Your marriage, your business. Open your lips, open your lips.
Incomplet, avec le nom de Jésus, vous pouvez restaurer ce qui est requis pour compléter votre vie, compléter votre mariage et tout ce qui vous concerne.
Toute l'area de su vida qui no está completada, sea completada en nombre poderoso de Jesucristo, restaurada para ser completada. Caminamos en el Señor, ser restaurados.
In Jesus Christ's name we pray. You may be seated, thank you. I think I have some message which I'm trying to check up here. I received so much letter where I don't know. I'm not coming out because of this, but I just God say I should come out. It has to do with many nations here. I'm a first United States of America, two, our nation, and three, Southern Africa in general. I want to share with you what I saw 10 days ago. I saw the new president of America. That was 10 days ago. That's why I say I saw. That's 10 days ago, I saw the new president of America with a narrow winning. With a narrow win. With a narrow win. And the new president will be facing challenges. Over many issues. Including passing B, attempt to possibly pass a vote of no confidence in the future. I will just reserve the name for now. Maybe at the end of the day, I will tell you the name is here. The new president will face several challenges, and some of the challenges include passing bills. These are the challenges that will come from time to time. an attempt to even possibly pass a vote of no confidence. Why should this happen? But in summary, I can see that the boat of the new president will be rocked. Boat will be rocked. That is, so I think this is, so I will keep this in touch with me. But I will continue. Let me try to begin at home first. There are many issues.